Disc 4.
The coyote man raised his whip. There was a long moment of expectancy. Then a swift movement, the whistle of the lash, and its loud, flat-sounding impact on the flesh. The boy's body quivered, but he made no sound. He walked on at the same slow, steady pace. The coyote struck again, again, and at every blow at first a gasp, and then a deep groan went up from the crowd. The boy walked on. Twice, thrice, four times round he went. The blood was streaming. Five times round, six times round. Suddenly, Lenina covered her face with her hands and began to sob. "Oh, stop them! Stop them!" she implored. But the whip fell, and fell inexorably. Seven times round. Then, all at once, the boy staggered, and, still without a sound, pitched forward onto his face. Bending over him, the old man touched his back with a long white feather, held it up for a moment crimson for the people to see, then shook it thrice over the snakes. A few drops fell, and suddenly the drums broke out again into a panic of hurrying notes. There was a great shout. The dancers rushed forward, picked up the snakes, and ran out of the square. Men, women, children, all the crowd ran after them. A minute later, the square was empty. Only the boy remained, prone where he had fallen, quite still. Three old women came out of one of the houses and with some difficulty lifted him and carried him in. The eagle and the man on the cross kept guard for a little while over the empty pueblo. Then, as though they had seen enough, sank slowly down through their hatchways, out of sight, into the nether world. Lenina was still sobbing. "Too awful," she kept repeating, and all Bernard's consolations were in vain. "Too awful, that blood," she shuddered. "Oh, I wish I had my soma." There was the sound of feet in the inner room. Lenina did not move, but sat with her face in her hands, unseeing, apart. Only Bernard turned round. The dress of the young man who now stepped out onto the terrace was Indian, but his plaited hair was straw-coloured, his eyes a pale blue, and his skin a white skin, bronzed.
"Hallo! Good morrow," said the stranger in faultless but peculiar English. "You're civilized, aren't you? You come from the other place, outside the reservation."
"Who on earth?"
Bernard began in astonishment. The young man sighed and shook his head.
"A most unhappy gentleman."
And pointing to the bloodstains in the centre of the square,
"Do you see that damned spot?"
he asked in a voice that trembled with emotion.
"A gram is better than a dam,"
said Lenina mechanically from behind her hands.
"I wish I had my soma."
"I ought to have been there," the young man went on. "Why wouldn't they let me be the sacrifice? I'd have gone round 10 times. 12, 15. Palotiwa only got as far as 7. They could have had twice as much blood from me. The multitudinous seas incarnadine."
He flung out his arms in a lavish gesture, then despairingly let them fall again.
"But they wouldn't let me. They disliked me for my complexion. It's always been like that, always."
Tears stood in the young man's eyes. He was ashamed and turned away.